Before we close on the technology stories, a few things worth noting from the edges of today's feed. Korea is seeking to register the SE8001, its first personal computer, as a national important material, a heritage designation that recognizes it as culturally significant. It's a small story, but a nice reminder that computing history is geographically distributed and that different countries have their own origin stories for the personal computer era.
The Forestieri Underground Gardens story is a delightful rabbit hole. Baldassare Forestieri was a Sicilian immigrant in California who, starting around 1906, spent decades carving an underground garden complex in Fresno by hand. It's a genuinely remarkable piece of human-scale civil engineering that most people have never heard of. HN loves this kind of story, the solitary craftsperson who builds something extraordinary outside the normal channels of institutional support.
And Tokyo's barley tea makers, the piece scored 143 points, and the comments were full of people sharing their own relationships with Mugicha, the roasted barley tea that's essentially the default cold drink of Japanese summers. The fact that only two dedicated makers remain in Tokyo is genuinely interesting from a craft preservation standpoint, and the writing is warm without being precious about it.
All right, stepping back and looking at today's episode as a whole, a few through lines stand out. The Anthropic Story Cluster, The Steganography Concern, Sonnet 5, Claude Science, and the Export Controls Lift collectively illustrate something about where we are in the AI development arc. Capability is expanding, deployment is accelerating, and trust infrastructure is lagging. The steganography story, whatever its ultimate resolution, is symptomatic of a gap between what these systems do and what users can verify.
The Godot AI code policy and the RxEve infrastructure update are both, at root, about the same problem. Review-gated institutions are facing a volumetric challenge they weren't designed for. Open-source maintainers and academic preprint servers built their processes for a world where contribution required significant human effort. AI tools have changed that calculus, and the institutions are adapting in real time, with all the friction and debate that implies.
On the science front, CERN entering long shutdown 3, Conception Bio's stem cell egg work, Meta's non-surgical BCI. These are all stories about timelines. The LHC shutdown is a multi-year pause before a capability upgrade. The stem cell and BCI work are years from clinical application. Science operates on timelines that don't fit the news cycle, and the HN community tends to have the patience to engage with that honestly rather than demanding premature conclusions.
We also want to take a moment for our time capsule segment. A few weeks back, May 18th to be specific, we mentioned Ukraine reportedly hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners sent us notes, and they were right to. The Caspian Sea is a landlocked body of water, and Ukraine has no realistic military pathway to conduct naval strikes there. We got that one wrong, and it was a significant factual error. We appreciate the community holding us to account, and it's a useful reminder to interrogate geographic claims before including them. Geography doesn't bend to interesting narratives.
Intellectual honesty demands we say that plainly rather than quietly drop it. Thank you to everyone who flagged it. As always, every story we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. Whether it's the steganography deep dive, the anti-memory management discussion, the CERN comments, or the pullback car teardown, the real conversation is happening there. We genuinely encourage you to go read the comment threads on any story that caught your ear today. The quality of analysis in those discussions is consistently better than anything we can compress into a podcast segment.
We also want to sincerely thank the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research pipeline. We use these tools every day, and they've genuinely improved the show. It's the kind of honest dependency that's worth naming. If you're interested in broader current events beyond the tech world, geopolitics, markets, global policy, check out Intellijix Daily News, our companion show that covers those stories with the same analytical depth we try to bring here.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community surfaces overnight. There's always something worth understanding more deeply. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for listening to IntelliJix HN Daily.